Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right, you've had all week to think about this. I know something, someone has fired you up. It's time for you to put them on the list, or put it on the list. 737-1025, 615-737-1025. Who or what is on your list? Best one, win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone at Bridgestone Arena. That'll be on March 4th. But you have to participate. You have to call in and tell us who or what is on your list. So let's get those phone calls lined up. Who wants to start?
Well, we're, full disclosure, we're going in the same general area, because we did a lot of traveling together this week. So I'll get it started, because yours is the best one. So when you're on a plane, we all know how this works, especially if you fly Southwest. You know, you pick your own seat, you have boarding groups, there's a process that you go through. And mine is two parts. Getting on the plane, you have to understand that I know that you got to put your stuff up in the overhead bin. You got to carry on, and then you get in your seat. However, to combine one former feature and one current feature on this show, don't be that guy or girl that just thinks you're in your own little world and you just kind of, you know, just putting along down the aisle. You got a line of people behind you and you're just hum da dum da dum dum da dum dum.
Did we experience that or what?
Yes, we experienced that.
As everybody stands there and waits and waits, get your stuff put up and get out of the way.
Right. And if you think you're going to be a minute, then move out of the way and let the line get by, because you're just holding up the whole operation. So that's part of it. The second part is get in our seats. And, you know, I still am a little kid and I like sitting by the window and I can squeeze in there. So I just, you know, took the window seat. But I am a tall individual. I am 6'4". And not all planes are created equal. So some are a little roomier. You know, we were on a new one last night, so you got more leg room. It wasn't that bad. But on one of the planes going up there or down there, it was a little cramped.
It was tight.
And we there was a guy in front of me that wanted to recline his seat. And I'm like, man, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to – I'm sorry. I know you have the right to recline your seat, but – physically, it's just not going to work. And he kept like jerking it back, trying to get it to go back, which is killing my knees. And he kept turning around looking at me. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? You want me to shrink? Like, you want me to just all of a sudden go from 6'4 to 5'4? Doesn't really work that way, bro. So those people, plain etiquette, it's a big conversation. And it's a problem.
It's real.
It's real. You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Okay, this is really should be a PSA. It really should be. They should have this going out over the airport in the terminals, okay? People, whatever you do before you get on an airplane, one favor that I ask, and there are other people that will probably stand in a long line to ask you to do the same thing. Please, if you have a carry-on, do not pack biscuits, okay? Don't pack them. Don't bring them onto the plane, okay? And then get them out of your bag and float them, okay? Let Pillsbury do biscuits. Let Bojangles. They have good biscuits. McDonald's has good biscuits. Hardee's has good biscuits. Who else? Chick-fil-A, they do good biscuits. Yep. Let Nabisco full with biscuits. You leave the biscuits off the plane and don't float the biscuits on the plane, okay? It's bad. It's rude. It's rude. If you got tummy problems, then head on the back. Shut the door and figure it out. But it's just, it puts everybody in a bad spot. Because everybody's looking at everybody like, really? And I do that. I'm looking at Chase really? He's like, dude, that's not me. And I was like, come on. And Chase is like, it's not me, I swear. Everybody's blaming everybody.
Right. Who cut one?
You get on a plane, people, especially most planes. It's going to be crowded. There's not going to be an available seat. Everybody's on top of each other, as you just laid out. Leave the biscuits off the plane. Don't float the biscuits on the plane. It's bad.
It's a very nice way to put it.
It's bad.
I'm just going to say don't fart.
You got tummy problems? Go to the bathroom. But don't keep doing it like a machine gun. Coming in waves. It's bad. And you know what you're doing. You know darn well what you're doing. It's one thing if you have a slip and there's a whoops. My bad. Okay, once you've done the whoops and you know what you've done. Don't anymore, man. Don't. Don't keep doing it. Like I said, if you got tummy problems, go in the back. Shut the door. Stay in there as long as you need to stay in there. But don't sit there in your seat in a packed plane and float the biscuits. Okay? It's bad. So for people who do that and they just sit there and watch everybody around them blame each other.
You just made the list.
It's very good.
Gosh.
It's a PSA. Quickly.
Which one was it? Was it to... Oh, it was the one from KC to here.
Yeah.
It was like...
It was bad.
Like, I almost stood up and said, all right, whoever's doing this, like, enough.
I thought you were going to.
I was close.
Thought you were going to.
Okay, we got it. Enough. So leave the biscuits off the plane.
Before we get to the calls, Adam Schefter putting out their Ohio State defensive end Chase Young is officially declared for the 2020 NFL draft. Not surprising. Nope. And Tua... will make his decision on Monday.
Bengals are going Burrow. Who's number two?
I think it's Chase Young.
No, I know, but...
Oh, who's picking number two?
Who's picking two?
The Giants.
Giants?
Yeah. Congratulations, Chase Young.
Yep.
To New York.
That sounds right.
All right, let's hear who or what is on your list. 615-737-1025. We've got Post Malone tickets to Bridgestone Arena on March the 4th, but you have to participate. Let's start with Nate. Nate, who or what is on your list?
The people that are on my list are the ones who are out to make a quick buck. At the Winter Classic, we did not pay for parking ahead of time. You have the option to pay for this reserve parking area for like $36. And we decided not to do that. We were just going to find parking on our own. So we get to around the stadium, and there's some parking for like $20, and we're like, why not? It's close enough. It's a good price. It's less than $36, so let's do it. So we park. Everybody is being guided in by these gentlemen. And, we go inside, have a great time at the game. We come back out. Start walking through the parking lot, tickets all over everybody's cars. We paid $20. We parked on the pavement, and some parked on the grass because that's where they told us to park. Everybody on the grass had tickets. Everybody on the pavement did not. So I am guessing the guys that parked us did not have the authority to do so.
You are guessing correctly.
So everybody who parks people to make a quick buck and get out of town, you just made the list.
Okay. You just made the list.
Look, you do makeshift parking.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
It happens.
It does happen.
That's a good one.
That stinks.
It does. Almost as much as the plane.
Yeah, close. Close. Let's go to James in Ashland City. James, who or what is on your list?
Well, before I go about who's on my list, I just want to preface what I'm about to say by saying in the state of Tennessee, it is a myth that you have to show your ID. I just took the ABC classes. I'm in the restaurant business. First of all, it's a company policy whether to do it or not. Most restaurants will ID you if you're 30 and under if you look that way. However, when you go to a liquor store or a wine shop to buy a bottle of wine, they don't have to do it by law. They make you think they do because they don't want to be liable if something happens, and I understand that. Now, I say all that to say this. When I am purchasing a bottle of wine at my nearest wine shop or my grocery store, when the tenant sees me going for my ID, I don't need you to say, "Matt, please see your ID." You see me looking for my ID. I don't know why it gets on my nerves, but it drives me crazy. And so many people do it. It's unnecessary. It's just my reaction to them. I look at them straight in the eye and say, "What do you think I'm doing? I'm playing tiddlywinks here? Give me a second." Those people have made my list.
Oh, that's good. You know what, James? I'll tell you along those lines. On my, credit cards, debit card, what have you, I put CID.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't sign them. I put CID. I have seen other people do that as well. And, you know, a lot of times people, when they ask for your ID or they have your credit card, debit card, whatever, and they see CID, they're doing their job. They're like, "Hey, I need to see your ID. I'm sorry." And I'm like, "Don't apologize. That's why I have it on there."
Yeah.
And I've had many of them tell me in the past, "Well, I apologize because some people get really, really irate." I'm like,
even if they write CID?
The ones who put CID on there. And they said, "Yeah, I know." So think about the jerks that put CID on their credit cards or debit cards and then get mad when the people are doing their job and they're doing what you ask them to do.
That's silly.
Like, how big of an idiot are you to put CID and then get mad when somebody says, "Can I see your ID?" Yeah, I've had that happen several times. Because I always tell them, like, "Don't apologize to me.
You're doing what I've asked you to do.
You're doing your job, and you're doing what I asked you to do. I said CID."
Right.
And they're like, "Well, you'd be amazed at the people that get furious with us for asking after they've put CID on there."
I know you're not eligible if you text, but this one was kind of funny. Wamba says, "The Preds are on the list. Someone please remind them that Tank for Tua doesn't apply to them."
Well, Miami tried that. It didn't work for them either. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny, who or what is on your list?
Fellas, how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you, Kenny? Happy New Year.
Let's call them the former Mississippi State coaching staff headed by Joe Rockhead. Moorhead. I guess that's just a slip. You barely eke into a bowl game. You get a little bowl game better than you deserve because the Music City Bowl treats their people well that come with the things they're able to do. But you get here and you decide, well, why don't we just practice one-on-one, go full pads, ones against the ones, and sort of, I guess it's almost like a punishment for being here instead of happy. They kept it sort of quiet. You have a big fight. Your quarterback gets slugged. You sort of ruin it for the people that bought tickets, and they're looking around wondering why people are upset at you. You are on Nashville's list.
You just made the list!
All right, Kenny, thank you. Man, Kenny, you do the same. Kenny the mailman rarely goes out there, and man, he's throwing some shade at Mississippi State. It was dumb. That was dumb.
Dumb.
Especially when you knew, and Nick Suss told us this, Moorhead was already on the hot list.
Yeah.
Already. But they won that. They eked out the Egg Bowl, and it kind of quieted things down. A lot of people thought that was widely reported that if they lost that, he was definitely out.
The
Egg Bowl. They win, and then when the minute they lost the bowl game, he's out.
But think about this. In the SEC, we kind of felt like there wouldn't be too many changes this year. And then Ole Miss makes a change. Missouri makes a change.
Mississippi State
makes a change. And I feel like I'm forgetting one. Arkansas makes a change.
Barrett, who or what is on your list?
How cool is it to hear from Kenny the Mailman?
It's been a while. Didn't even say the mailman up there. Just said Kenny. So
I heard fellas, and I thought it was a flashback. So here's who's made the list, okay? Homeowners who hire me to do a gig, right? We plan this out. I'm remodeling a kitchen. We plan this out for 2 solid months. I come over 15 times and spend countless hours for no money, not a penny. Didn't make a nickel for all this planning. Trying to be cool, trying to be friendly. And you get there and you start, and every single thing you agreed upon is different. "Oh, but Trudy saw this on Pinterest, and I really want this to be that." "Well, I told you 8 times it can't happen that way." "Oh, but this wood was just so much, it's so much cheaper." And "Well, that absolutely will not work in this scenario. There's absolutely no way it can work." "Oh, sure, it can work. Come on. Marjorie saw it on her Pinterest, And it's just lovely. I mean, don't make a deal with me and then let me show up. I'm 8 days into this thing. Started the day after Christmas, and I haven't gotten a darn thing done because the lady changed every last little thing. Oh, I'm fuming.
Well,
shady deal breakers, you're on the list.
You just made the list.
Thank you, Barrett.
That's a good one.
Happy New Year.
Have a good one.
Let's get one more in before we break. Jennifer, who or what is on your list?
I've got someone who's on a couple of lists.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, okay, so this weekend I went to see one of my oldest friends. She lives in Las Vegas. And I had not met her husband. Get there, stay at her house, and he's horrible, controlling, a jerk, just not a nice person. So we had plans to go out Saturday night, go to a concert. We did that, and he gave us a curfew. Well, we ended up going to the club, you know, having fun, and we didn't get home on time. He had my bags packed outside their house at 3 a.m.
You guys are adults, right?
We're adults.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So, I had the best Uber driver. You know, it could have been worse. I could have been left for dead in the desert.
So, though, he went through? This went through? Like, you had to leave?
Like, I had to leave. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, he packed all my stuff and had it outside. Like, I'm still, it's an unbelievable story, but I promise it's true.
And the reaction from your friend was what?
And she didn't say much.
Oh,
because
my.
He's that kind of a person.
Oh, my. Ooh.
Yeah. So, thankfully, I'm okay, but that person is on a few lists.
You just made the list.
I would say so.
Have they been married long?
2 years.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah. So I thought I'd share that with y'all.
Thank you, Jennifer. Sorry about that, sir. That's oof. That's hard to believe. Yeah.
It is.
I don't think I've ever heard an adult story like that before.
No. That you have a curfew.
First of all, when you said curfew, I was already confused.
Well, he said, come home after the concert. And I was like, I'm in Vegas. I want to go.
Right.
I want to go out. So we get in for free. We're drinking for free. All the fun stuff. Having a good time.
And you guys are friends. You went out there to see, right? So you guys.
To see her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Wow. Thank you, Jennifer. Sorry about that.
That's
glad everything worked out.
You learn.
Yeah. Man, that's a weird story.
Yeah. That wouldn't fly with me. We wouldn't be friends anymore.
Well, her friend needs to.
Yeah.
Take a little bit more control of that situation.
Yeah. Like, come on. You're an adult.
Wow.
You're allowed to go out.
All right. We will come back with more. 737-1025. 737-1025. Post Malone tickets on the line. Who or what is on your list? We do that next. Be your place pregame tomorrow, getting you ready for Titans and the Patriots. Special edition of Jared and the GM will air from 2 to 5, and then there's going to be the playoff edition of the NFL pregame show, which will have Jared and Floyd Reese, Forever Titan Chris Sanders. They will be live from Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House in East Nashville. That's located at 1003 Russell Street from 5 until 7 p.m. Getting you ready for the wild card game between the Titans and the Patriots. Remember, the Texans and Bills will be the first game. That will be a 3:30 in the afternoon game tomorrow. And then in the nightcap, it'll be Titans-Patriots 7:15 kickoff, our NFL pregame show. Brought to you by Wholesale Link, powered by RumbleOn.com, Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota Dealers, and Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Want to know who or what is on your list? 615-737-1025. 1025 Post Malone tickets, as you just heard, on the line via Bridgestone Arena on March the 4th. Ryan Porth texted me during the break and said, Chase, I should have put you on the list for your display of euchre on, when was that?
Monday night. Yeah. Look,
So I was trying to teach these guys how to play euchre when we arrived to Dallas. So we sat up playing cards Monday night, and I tried to teach these guys how to play euchre, and it seemed like Ryan and Calvin grabbed the concept and got better as we saw more hands, more rounds, played more euchre, you seem to get worse and more confused.
Yeah. It's true. I did.
I'm not sure how that happens, but it's like, yeah, the more I practice, the worse I get.
I have a couple of theories on why, but.
Well, but nobody else was.
Yeah, well, look, card games, I'm not the best at. Blackjack, I'm okay, but I'm just not the best at playing card games.
Yeah, so I agree with Ryan, by the way, because I've never seen anybody actually get more confused the more you played it.
I did. Look, I admit it. I did.
Marquise Munson is in here. He has, I'm sure, the last time he put somebody on the list, it was when he waited 4 days for a pizza and still paid full price. Yeah, I did. Hold on, you're not on.
There we go.
Do we have another pizza story?
We do have another pizza story. Now,
you know what? Maybe you should give up getting pizza delivered.
Well, I mean, I've gave up on that a long time ago. It's all local pizza from here on out. Local pizza is all I'm doing. But, so, obviously, fellas, we are in a new year. Everybody has goals to start the year on the first day. They're like, I'm going to go to the gym more. You know, mine was actually, I want to read more books. Like, I feel like I lack reading books. Like, if I go on a date with a girl, it's like, what's the last book you read? Oh, it's Kill a Mockingbird. It was, you know, back in 12th grade, you know. I read articles because I'm in journalism, but I don't really read that much books. So that was one of mine. But Papa John, which has gone crazy for a while, the Day of Reckoning, I don't know when that date is. He really didn't specify when that date was, but he's still going crazy because he had a New Year's resolution, and here's was his New Year's resolution.
Yo, Papa here, feeding the team. New Year's resolution for 2020, 50 pizzas, 30 days. 50 pizzas, 30 days. Happy New Year's.
Now, how is that a resolution? Like, how is that a goal for your life? Is my goal is to eat 50 pizzas or however many pizzas in this amount of time. How is that a goal? For a New Year's resolution. There's people with real New Year's resolutions.
Look, I worry about him.
He scares me.
What's happened? I mean, what has happened to him?
He did this interview a month or so ago that he ate 30 pizzas or 40 pizzas in 30 days or whatever it was. And that since he got ousted at Papa John's, that it's gone downhill and a day of reckoning is coming. I mean, he was sweating and just looked awful.
He gave a creepy laugh in the middle of it.
Yeah,
it was pretty weird.
The Papa is in a bad place.
At least he didn't say Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, that is true. No. I was going to put Dan on the list as well. But here's another one now. And I mentioned this in Stick to Sports, and I thought it was hilarious because I would definitely put this person on the list if this were to ever happen to me. Now, Gabrielle Union is the wife of Dwayne Wade. So her and D. Wade went out on New Year's Eve and had a good time. And, you know, obviously they took an Uber back because, you know, that's how you know, don't drink and drive. And
be responsible.
Yeah, be responsible. So this Uber driver had to use the restroom. And Gabrielle Union, being the nice woman that she is, allowed him. And here's the tweet that followed that situation. Trying to be responsible and use an Uber, and our driver asked to use the bathroom. 15 to 20 minutes later, that's when.
Oh, in their house?
Yes.
Oh.
He basically, not number one, but.
It's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Mm. I'm pleased that we clearly have a home and a lot of things available to read that screams, come in, get comfortable, and drop your kids off at the pool. Welcome to 2020.
Jeff folks. Daniels. That's what happened.
Wow.
Are you okay in there?
It's all over the walls, over the ceiling. It's everywhere.
Now, look, if you're an Uber driver, and I will allow somebody to use my bathroom, but can you please, like, explain to me what you're going to be doing in there first so I can, like, so I don't get caught off guard?
But, yeah, he clearly did this so he can say that he did that at their house.
Guess what I did last night?
Yeah.
But 15, 20 minutes? Don't your legs fall asleep?
Yeah.
Imagine that being your claim to fame now.
Yep.
I will say this. I don't really understand, and maybe you guys can help me with this. I don't understand the whole New Year's resolution and you do it for a month. Like, have you heard, like,
that's
people
what everybody
write,
does.
Yeah,
right?
That's
like,
what everybody
no,
does.
No, I'm saying, but that's like the goal. It's not like it's for the year and we only did it a month. It's the, hey, for the month of January, we're not going to do, like, I don't understand. So what are you accomplishing? I don't understand. I'm going to eat better. I'm not going to drink, or I'm not going to, whatever. I'm not going to eat sweets for the month of January. So what are you accomplishing if February 1st, you go right back to, yes. Well, what did you do? I don't understand.
But no, the funny thing about it is, like,
what is that accomplishing?
Yeah, sometimes people have, like, you know, I want to spend more time with family. I'm like, so do you mean to tell right. me, like, in March, you just decided, you're like, I don't spend enough time with family. So in January, I'm going to make
I'm
going to fix that in January. January 1st, I'm going to spend more time with family. I know it's March right now, and I know I can fix that problem now, but I'm going to wait till January 1st because that's my New Year's resolution, is to
I don't really understand the whole month thing. Like, what do you, I don't understand. Okay, I want to fill in the blank for the month of January. Oh, okay. But if it's, if that's a good thing that you want to do that, then why would you just do it for a month?
Right. I don't.
Just how about just keep it going? If that's something that's important to you.
Yeah.
It's the attention span.
Like, if
people.
You think you need to not do this for a month, then maybe you shouldn't do that for maybe longer.
That's true.
That's the way I look at it. I don't know. Does anybody else think like that?
It's like a trial run.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah.
Or it's anything. Like, it's, I think it's just the concept of, like, actually accomplishing something, whereas when you do a New Year's resolution, you only make it a couple weeks and you fail. This is just lowering the bar.
Yeah, like this month right now, this is when, you know, your local gym, whatever your local gym is, this is where it'll be packed.
Yes.
And then February, you'll notice it's a little lighter. March, it's starting to get scattered, right? It's starting to feel like Waffle House, a little covered, smothered, scattered. What are all the words at Waffle House?
Junked.
Yeah.
Capped.
April, it's back to a ghost town.
Because then they realize, like, you know what?
A for effort, but I'm done.
I got to have a New Year's resolution for next year, so I'll just move this. I'll push this back to another year.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, we will come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase. Don't forget, Pick 6 coming up at 1 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Listen carefully. Those tickets are going to be on the line for Pick 6. Yeah, Jimmy Buffett. That'll be May 13th at Ascend Amphitheater. That's what's going to be on the line for Pick 6 coming up at 1 o'clock. In all seriousness, we had fun with You Just Made the List, but we also got a chance to run into a lot of Predators fans in Dallas, whether it was at the Cotton Bowl, usually, or in that case, those conversations were a little bit tighter, more compact. We were working, everybody, you know, got 85,000 people, you're trying to maneuver in and out, but it was cool running into people at the Cotton Bowl. But yesterday, when we were done with the show, we headed to the airport.
Yep.
And so we got there, and luckily we had no issues, came right through, checked in, security, everything, boom.
I was
right
not randomly selected this time.
No, but I was actually given a pre-check.
I know.
I don't know why, which was great. I got to just, I didn't have to take my shoes off. Yeah. I don't even know how that happened. But anyway, we had a lot of time before our flight took off. So we were just sitting around the airport. I decided to get a milkshake from Baskin-Robbins. That was a good choice. I enjoyed that. But we ran into a lot of Predators fans.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to sit there and talk with some Predators fans that just told us about their experience and how fun it was. But obviously there were things going on. You know, we talked about they evidently were not prepared for concessions.
Yep.
Concession lines were way too long. Way too long. Bathrooms. Look, it's a stadium that was built in the 30s.
Right.
So it's, you know, it was built differently than obviously things are built today. So it's tight. Most all the seating. There were 85,630 there in attendance. Most all the seating is basically high school. It's just bleachers.
Yep.
For the most part. 80% of the seating is just bleachers. You know, everything's compact. Bathrooms, concession stands, concourses, getting in and out. I guess the lines were long to get in. The fair is right there. What do they call that area? Midway?
Midway, yeah.
Midway. it was cool. I mean, you know, you got Ferris wheel and all these rides, and that's cool. But we talked to enough that said that it was a disaster to try to navigate in and around. It was just too tight. There were just times when you could not move. And so that's a problem, and that's unfortunate. But when it comes to just the experience, like being there at the game, everybody was the same. You know, the actual Winter Classic, it was a home run. Everybody, two thumbs up. Everybody loved, you know, taking in. Obviously, wasn't the result everybody was looking for. There were at least 20,000 Predators fans there. They were loud and proud. That part of it was cool. But, you know, the other theme that we got from a lot of these fans that we talked to that just love the Predators, most everybody we talked to, they're season ticket holders.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, they had so much fun, minus some of those things that we were talking about. And they actually, you know, credit to the Predators, they brought up that, you know, get spoiled, right? The experience of Bridgestone Arena gets spoiled by the well-oiled machine, right? Doing things the correct way. And then when you go somewhere else, and it's like everything takes forever. I was told that concession stand ran out. They didn't have bowls. They didn't. Oh, yeah. Nachos.
Yeah, they ran out of stuff.
They ran out of stuff by halftime.
Right.
It's like, were you not prepared for 85,000 plus? Like,
clearly they weren't.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you're running out of stuff by halftime?
Right.
What? So that's disappointing to hear. But people said, hey, you know, you appreciate stuff at home because when things are run much cleaner and better and it comes off as more of a well-oiled machine, you know, you feel good about that because that's where you live. That's where you go all the time. And so then it stinks whenever you have to go through it somewhere else. But the other theme was that the fans are, you know, there's a lot of nervous energy. We're talking about the nervousness of the Titans going to New England and what's going to happen in this game against the Patriots as this team is approaching the midway point of their season. You know, that's going to happen on this road trip. They're getting nervous about this team. Not sure what to think of what's going on. Of course, we're waiting to hear what happens with Corey Perry. I think the call-up of Carrier today from Milwaukee is probably a pretty strong indication that Ryan Ellis, this is just me just trying to read the room without knowing, that probably is going to be out for a period of time. That's what it feels like.
Yep.
And, you know, Predators fans are starting to get nervous about, okay, what's going on? What is this? Is this something that can turn around and look different in the second half? Is there going to be a second half push? Or is it this is what they are? And everybody has another thing that we found out is everybody's got their theory of what's going on, right?
Yeah, and I think you have to look at the calendar year of 2019. If you look at that entire calendar year, it wasn't great for the Preds because we go back to last year. I can remember many different people that we talked to said, this is a team that looks like they're ready for the playoffs. They're just kind of going through the motions and trying to get to the playoffs, and that's dangerous. And when they got there, what happened? They got knocked out in six games in the first round by the Dallas Stars. And then they've started off the year, you know, they started off looking pretty good offensively. The power play looked better, but then it fell off and had a tough month of November, and it's just been a roller coaster since then. So, you know, I'm not saying that the count, you know, and they're 0-1 in 2020. So they got to figure it out. They got to get things turned around. And there are so many different issues in different areas that I can't really pinpoint what the biggest one is. And so how do you change that at this point? I mean, we talked to Elliot Friedman yesterday. We asked him the type of pressure that he thinks that Peter Laviolette is under right now. And he said he thinks it's high. Now, it's not all on him. It's on that entire room. It's on the coaches, the players, everybody. I mean, you know, you got – and David Poyle's put it together. So I think everybody's feeling it right now that they have to get this turned around because they're still very much in it when you look at the standings. And they have a very talented team. It's just getting everybody on the same page and being able to go, you know, get it started with this road trip and get a couple wins in Southern California before coming back here for a big game Tuesday night against Boston, a team you just beat on the road in overtime. So it's just – but if they do turn it around and they put together, you know, three or four wins in a row, can they sustain that? It seems like they're very streaky of they'll win a few in a row, they'll lose a few in a row. They'll win a few in a row, they'll lose a few in a row. And it's just hard for them to make any ground up when that happens.
It's been a lot of good feelings followed by bad feelings. Then back to good feelings, yep. Back to bad feelings.
Yep. Up and almost, down. What, and up
39
and down.
Games now, is that right?
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, approaching the halfway point.
Well, I guess Boston will be, is that right? Boston will be, no, they're going to reach the midway point on this road trip.
Anaheim, right?
Yeah, Anaheim. Mm-hmm.
So
I guess the best way to put it is that one game, home game against the Bruins on Tuesday night, that's official start of your second half of your season.
Yeah, and look, they got to get it turned around at home.
Yeah.
They just do.
They do.
I mean, they've been all right on the road.
That's probably something that's contributing to this. Look,
yeah.
They all count, but it always feels different, right, to the games that you're at in person. So I understand why the fans would feel that way. They do. They have got to get things going at home. They just you're supposed to be dominant. Yeah. You're supposed to win most of a majority of your games at home. You're supposed to have a lot of success at home, especially a team that has had a lot of success at the home at their place in the past. And that feels like a distant past because it doesn't feel the same at home. And so I know a lot of people have been leaving disappointed, and that probably contributes to those feelings because it's the game you were at in person, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And so I said this yesterday too, that I think somebody, I don't know who that is, somebody needs to step up in that room and maybe get in some guys' faces, you know, have a raw and real meeting and say, like, guys, you either got to be all in or you're all out. I mean, we have to change things. We have to change the way we're playing, and we have to get on the same page. It's great that they're a close-knit team, but I think it's going to take somebody stepping up and being a little bit of a jerk.
To be honest, I think it's time for the, you know, to stop hearing that we took our foot off the gas. It's time.
Yeah,
to stop.
I don't want
to
hear that anymore.
I don't think people want to hear that.
You remember when I went off on Taylor Lewan about him getting in front of cameras and saying, I got to play better and I got to stop taking penalties? And I said, you know what? You're right. You do. Stop talking about it and do it. And guess what he did?
It. Yeah.
And guess what he did? He did it.
Yep.
So that's what needs to happen.
Yeah. It just, you can't, you know, it's nice to hear that sometimes, but now at this point, I think people don't want to hear that, you know, you took your foot off the gas.
Don't talk about it.
Don't know why we let up. You know,
right.
We let up. Why? Why would you let up?
Right.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Let's go to Robert. Robert, what's up?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. Just trying to stay dry. It's great weather if you're a duck.
Are you want to go boating?
Exactly. I know I've been listening to your Predators discussion, and I will probably be smirked at for throwing this out, and I'm not, I guess you'd say, sincerely sure about, is it time to begin thinking it's time for a coaching change? And I say that simply because they've got, from what I can tell, as much or more talent than probably 80% or so of the teams in the league. And it seems like this up and down situation has been kind of the history of the team lately.
Robert?
Okay, we'll discuss it, Robert. Thank you for the phone call.
You're welcome.
Stay dry.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. We'll come back and discuss what he threw out there on the other side to close out the third hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. So it was brought up about the coaching.
Yep.
Peter Laviolette was asked at the end of the press conference after the Winter Classic lost to the Dallas Stars about his future from Adam Vinken from The Athletic. And he's been asked this before. Certainly that is...
He's now giving two different answers, though.
It is. That is interesting that there was a different response this go-around than in the past.
The first time he was asked, are you feeling any pressure from up above? And he said no.
Yes.
This time he was asked pretty much the same question, and said, I'm not getting into that right now. So
take it for whatever you think of that, but that is true.
Look, this is how I'm going
to... It was a different answer than in the past where he's been more... He would quick to basically shut it down or say no to now, we're not going to talk about that right now.
This is how I'm going to answer Robert's question. Because I look at this entire situation with the Predators, and I'm not putting everything on Peter Laviolette. There's blame, there's responsibility that he and his staff have to take. Because after last season, you know, he gave the press conference at the end of the season and he said, anything that happens with this team is on me. Everything goes through me, which is the truth. And that's how he has always been, that he is the CEO, so to speak, of the team as the head coach. They didn't the only coaching changes they made was an addition. They did not make any subtractions. And so they added Lambert as a third assistant coach, but everybody else remained. So when you do things like that, I mean, whatever the results are, it's going to fall on one person. So there are things that he would have to answer for, but I think it's on the team as well. So my point is, I think anything and everything is on the table at this point. If this doesn't get turned around, David Poile is going to have some really tough decisions to make. Elliot Friedman told us yesterday, he's been trying to make trades. There are players that he's put out there, and he named names. Kyle Turris, Craig Smith were two of those. So he's trying to get something going. Now, there was a trade in the league yesterday. It's after January 1st, so maybe things pick up. We'll see what he's able to do. But he's trying to change it up. And correct me if I'm wrong, but when he was on with us from the Winter Classic on Tuesday in the afternoon, we asked him about the lineups and calling people up, and he said that either the people have to change or you change the people, mm-hmm. I believe his exact words.
It was a very subtle suggestion that it was basically let people know that you're on notice. Like, you know, something's going to change. If you're not going to change, then we'll let you sit and watch for a little bit.
Right. And so this is, for the most part, unfamiliar territory for this organization. That I know towards the, you know, before Barry Trotz left his last year, it was kind of looking like it was time and probably going to happen. And ultimately that was the decision. I'm not saying that this is a situation where you fire the head coach and things all of a sudden turn around. Yes, that happens in hockey. But again, I think this is a bigger problem. I think this locker room has to come together and they got to figure some stuff out too.
I think it's all the above. Mm-hmm. And there's no way you could, you know, pinpoint this on one thing.
Right.
It's truly all of the above. There's so many things that have to get better. Special teams has to get better. Okay. Play in front of the goalies has to get better.
Agreed.
Play from the goalies has to get better. Guys with long contracts and big contracts have to get better. Because that's why you get paid the big bucks. You have to get more production. Okay.
Yeah.
I think and I brought this up yesterday. The one thing that I said yesterday on the show that I believe, and it's not like this is, once again, this is not a one thing fix at all. Okay. I think there's a lot of things that we just threw out there. I do think this team needs a little bit more grit.
They really do.
I just think that there needs to be a little bit more edginess to them mm-hmm. on the ice. I'd like to see that a little bit more. I think sometimes they're getting taken advantage of in their zone, especially in the slot. Right around blue ice,
yep.
You can't have that. I think sometimes we're seeing the opponent dictate, you know, what goes on in front of the net, and there's a lot of bodies in front of the net when they're in the offensive zone, and I don't think there's enough bodies in front of the net when the Predators are in the offensive zone, right? They need to do that more. So, like, there's a lot of things that has to, power play has to get better. Penalty kill has to get better. I mean, there's a list. And so is this team talented enough to get things going? Of course. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people are frustrated, you know, and confused, because everybody knows that there's certainly talent. on that roster. We know that. This team can hang with anybody. They can be just as good as anybody else in the league. But I'll keep throwing out the word. There needs to be a commitment to do what it takes throughout the course of a long season, throughout the course of a game, to win at this level. Everybody's good. Who are we talking to at the Winter Classic? And I could not have agreed with them anymore. I don't remember. We had an A-list guest list in Dallas. It was, we talked to the who's who of the sport. But just talking about how, was it Boucher? Yeah, it might have been Brian
Boucher.
The
message gets...
No, just like there were times in that Philadelphia team, you know, on good teams that they could literally just show up.
Yeah.
Oh, that it was because he
the
said
expansion, yeah.
Nashville had come in the league. Yep. Columbus had come in the league. There was a lot of expansion going on, so a lot of new franchises.
You could have your way with those teams.
There's nights he's like, man, we could show up hungover, tired. We could go through the motions. And most times we would still come out with 2 points and a win. He's like, you can't do that in the league anymore. You can't.
Right.
There really is. Yeah, yes, Detroit has been awful. But in this league, if you don't show up and play for three periods and 60 minutes, you're going to lose more times than not. Some teams do get away with it where you just kind of show up and go through the motions and you still pull out a win. But those days are few and far between in the NHL, where he was painting the picture 20 years ago. There were probably nights, many nights, we could just show up and win. Those nights are gone. You can't do that in the league anymore. Let's go to Ron in Mount Juliet. Ron, what's up?
Hey, man. Happy New Year. Hey, a couple of points on the Predators that come to mind with me. One is this is pretty much the same team as last year. We're having kind of the same conversation. No net presence. Need to get grittier. Need to be tougher. Last year, we also talked about there was issues in the locker room, and we all thought with the Subban trade that might have gone away. But I think there's still issues in the locker room. Maybe not believing in the coach, maybe not believing in each other, whatever. I think there's still issues in the locker room. And regarding the coaching, I think this team has gone as far as it can with Peter. He has a history with Philadelphia and with Carolina. 4 or 5 years, great teams, good teams, get as far as they can go, and you know, he's got to move on. And the question on that is, who's better? Who can you bring in? Who's better? What's going to make the team better?
Yeah.
All right, Brown, thank you for the phone call.
It's fair. It's very fair. And I think people keep bringing that up, that Peter Laviolette, 4 or 5 years, that's been the window with one team. And then the message gets old. And look, Brian Boucher, I asked him that question of when you've been in one place for so long and you've had a team that's pretty much been together for as long as this one has, you know, how do you try and keep things fresh? And he said, you know, sometimes the message just gets stale. I mean, and that's the hard part, that it's the same stuff. And, you know, look, that goes for anywhere. I think that's not just teams. That's a company. That's anything, that if you hear the same thing over and over again. I think the best analogy is, if a billboard stays the same for a year and you drive past it every day, are you really going to notice it 6 months later? It's just going to become the background. So I get that part of it, that the message, you know, could be stale at this point.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, what's up?
I'm calling about the pick six.
Oh, okay. I saw that. Just put that up there. Okay.
You didn't get it up there fast enough.
Okay. Well, that's good timing, because it's time to come back with pick six to kick off the fourth and final hour. That's next here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.